You're listening to Amud Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, so it's a shorter Amud, but we're going to have to go back to there a little bit just to understand the background because we stopped in the middle. The simon for Lamed Zayin is laser tag, laser tagging. Laser tag. Okay. So that's going to be the game. The first zikr point is on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which is this case of the yain mibein hakusim, where he has this this barrel of wine, and he wants to separate everything he needs to separate. He doesn't have anything else to separate it into right now, so he declares in advance that a certain part of it will be truma, a certain part will be maaser rishon, a certain part will be maaser sheni, and then he does a pidyon on the maaser sheni, and he does this whole process so that he's able to benefit right away from it. And the question is this an acceptable method? Meaning, does this breira work? This would be breira, because we're saying that whatever he drinks now retroactively was not the truma, was not the maaser rishon. So it's retroactively it's truma, is that it? Truma maaser rishon, yeah. Right, so whatever is retroactively not that, that would be breira. So is this acceptable? So the Gemara says that, sorry, Mishnah says, Remeir says it's good, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say it's not good. Ula has a version that throws Rabbi Yehuda on the other side. The Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir. We're not going to have to deal with Rabbi Yehuda tonight, it happens to be. We're going to go back to, we're going to revisit Rabbi Yossi, we're going to revisit Rabbi Shimon, we're not going to revisit Rabbi and Rabbi Meir. We're going to quote, Rabbi Yehuda stays mysterious for a little bit. So, we have two different versions on which side Rabbi Yehuda's on, but he's not our concern for tonight. So then we question, so it looks like Rabbi Yossi holds against Breira. The Gemara says on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph still, Vasar Rabbi Yossi in Breira, is that true? But we have this case of Kenan, where you have the case of the birds brought for various karbanos, and it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira in these cases. And then turning over, and then we say, no, maybe not. Maybe that's not a good example. There's a specific stipulation in that case, but doesn't indicate Rabbi Yossi's feelings about Breira. So now the second line of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, which is tonight's Amud, so which might have been done the other night, but we'll just go through it quickly anyway. Vakati sov Rabbi Yossi ein Breira. Is that true that Rabbi Yossi holds that there is no Breira? I mean, that's how we concluded on the case of the Yain Bein Akusim, that he holds. He's on the strict side that doesn't hold a breira, but over here, about time, we learned in a breisa, Amar Shemar lechaver kach li aguda achas shel yerek o gluska achas eino tzarech l'aser. So if we have a case where a chaver was asked by an amaretz to get some food for him, that food that would require meister being taken off of it, and we say that he does not eino tzarech l'aser divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't have to take off meister. Now the assumption over here is that it's due to breira that Rabbi Yossi doesn't require him to take meiser, because a chaver is allowed. Right, you definitely did this last night. Yeah. Right, yeah. So the chaver is if he was getting it for acquiring it and then going to give it afterwards, then he would have to take a meiser for it, because it's in his possession. He's giving it to somebody else. Or if he would be having for himself, obviously he would have to take off Meiser, he's taking it from Demai. But over here, if he's just passing it on, and so we assume over here, based on his based on the one he keeps for himself and the one he gives away, that that's the one he intended to be his, and that's the one he intended to be the Am Haaretz's. So that's assuming Breira, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Eino Tzarech Le'aser, meaning Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira, V'chachamam Tzarech Le'aser, and the Chachamim say, no, you have to. So we said in our Mishnah of Yain Bein Akusim that Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira. Over here, he seems to hold a Breira. So the Gemara says, simple answer, which is not so simple. Epoch, so switch it. Yeah, over here, Rabbi Yossi is actually the Machmir, and he doesn't hold a Breira. Toshma, but here another proof that Rabbi Yossi does hold a Breira. Homer Meister Sheish Libabesi Mechulal Al Selah Shetala Biyadi Minakis. somebody who says, I have Meister in my house, and that Meister, and that Meister Sheni, and it's going to be Mehulel on the Sela that comes up to me for my purse. So we don't, right? He doesn't have it yet. He didn't decide which coins yet, but whatever's going to come up into my hands, who knows where it's going to be? That's going to be the coin that the Meister Sheni is going to be Mehulel onto. So that sounds like Brera. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mehulel. Rabbi Yossi says it works. And not quoted from this Braisa is the Chacham disagree. So the Gemara says, Epoch, switch that one too. Ema, and I'm going to say Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Chilel. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that it's not Mehulel, right? Meaning the part that was not quoted in our Braisa. Rabbi Yossi is that one. And the Chachamim are the ones who are actually makel in this one. So we just now. So this is the question. So we had two brises come up that didn't fit our narrative of Rabbi Yossi, based on a brisa. Granted, umaychosis deapach tarti meach mechada. So if you want to tell me there's a couple of incorrect, inaccurate brisos. Right, brisos are not even a Mishnah is not necessarily so reliable. Sometimes we have to amend the text of a Mishnah, but a brisa even less so. You're going to tell me there's some problems with brisos, but over here we have two against one. So if you have to establish what the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is, I would assume that you should correct amend the one on the other side, right? Of Yain Ribeit Nakusim, right? Especially when we already saw there's already two versions of that one, right? Because Ula has one that puts Rabbi Yehuda on the other side, so maybe switch one now and throw Rabbi Yossi on the other side too.
By the way, it's very interesting. Meister Sheni. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to apply Brera to not have to do anything with Meister Sheni, just leave it alone, and you can still eat the rest. There's no issue with Tevel. But we are going to apply Brera.
Who's we? Rabbi Yossi? What seems to be Rabbi Yossi, yeah.
According to Raisa, the initial reading of Raisa.
Yeah.
So we're applying Brera in one instance, but not the other. So, whereas by Truma and Raisa Rishon, we're applying Brera in as much as you're not separating any portion as of yet. But we're not applying that Brera in that way for Raisa Sheni. But we are applying Brera for Meister Sheni as far as the consecration or reconsecration is concerned.
You're saying it's a different type of Brera because like it's a future thing that it's going to be on this? Because we assume right now what Rabbi Yossi in this Braisa is arguing is that it's Mechul now, even though it's unclear. That means I can already start eating this Meister Sheni.
Oh. Okay, as opposed to just saying I'm not going to eat the Meister Sheni, just like I'm not going to eat the Truma or the Meister Rishon.
Yeah, I have food in my house, and I want to tell everyone, you know, Batei Avon, enjoy.
You don't have to leave.
And even though what it didn't take place yet, and not only did it not take place because the thing didn't even happen yet, but it's
more of the produce is available, more of the whatever item is available now.
All of it's available now. You took off Truma, you took off Meister Rishon. Now I have tons of Meister Sheni in my house. I was going to eat it in Yerushalayim.
Not all of it's available because the Truma Meister Rishon.
No, let's say you took it off. No, why, no, in this case, why not?
Are you saying in this case where theoretically?
Yeah. He says, my house, I have Meister Sheni in my house. Oh, let's assume he has Meister Sheni in his house. Yeah. So I was going to take it to Yerushalayim, but I have a lot of guests. So you know what? Let me put mechulel on it on whatever comes into my hand from my purse. Okay. So this is the question. Why do we choose this over this one? This one over these two. So the Gemara answers, ha vadai ipcha, Tanya. This last case of the Meister Sheni and the coin is for sure a flipped brisa. Basically, what the Gemara is about to argue is that we're so confident that this right really looks like one versus two, but one of them, even if you look at the brisa on its own, you're already thinking it should be flipped and go to the other side. So we're going to see what's wrong with this brisa, just an intrinsic problem with the brisa, right? Not that it this is conflicted with another brisa, but intrinsically this brisa has a problem, and therefore we're going to throw it to the other side, and then the tables are turned, and it's two versus one on the other side. So let's see what's wrong with this brisa. So Tanya, so vadei b'chotanya. Diktani seifa, because you didn't get the bonus edition. The seifa says umod Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi admits, but Omer ma'aser sheishu b'soch beisi yehimachul al selach hadasha tala Rabbi Yadi minakis. That Rabbi Yossi says, but if the case were this that the, he says the ma'aser that I have in my house should be mechulal on a new coin. On a new coin that comes into my hand from my purse, so shechilel. That in that case, Rabbi Yossi would be mekel and say that it's mechulo. We're going to explain that case in a little bit, the details of what that case meant. But just holding off for a moment. So midika amar hacha shechilel mechlal dehasam lo chilel. From the fact that right, we said. And the safe is, but Rabbi Yossi would admit if the details were different, if the case were slightly different, then it would work. Mashma that he holds in the Reisha, it does not work. Ignore the details of the case for a moment, because the Gemara is going to question them in just a moment. But just the simple mashmas of this the phraseology of the seifa is the seifa says. But if it were this case, then even Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be moded that it's mechulal. Mashma that he doesn't think it's mechulal in the first case, in the Reisha. But we said he did. So clearly it's flipped. Clearly it's not Rabbi Yossi's opinion that's mekel in the Reisha. Right? So seeing that inside one more time. And then we're going to go to the details of what changed from the Reisha to the Seifa. The Gemara is going to ask that itself. So back over here. So vaday, this is the problem, because Diktani Seifa umod Rabbi Yossi. He admits, but Omer Meiser Shtish Libesof Beisi Yehi Mechul Al Selach Hadasha on a new coin Shetale Biadi Minakis Shechilel. So Midikamar Hacha Shechilel Michlal Dehasam Lochilel. Therefore, this brisa intrinsically, we're going to turn it over to the Rabbi Yossi, does not hold of Breira side. And now we have two brisos that are Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Breira, and one briso that Rabbi Yossi does hold of Breira. And now we're going to choose one of them is the mistake, if we're going to choose the side with one mistake as a mistake, so we're going to say that one. And therefore, we're going to assume that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Breira, just like that original case of the Yain Menakusim. That's a case where Rabbi Yossi is on the Machmer side, so again, he doesn't hold a Breira. So now let's try to clarify this case. Hai Selech Hadasha, Hei Chadami. What's this case where he says, if it was on a coin, on a Selech Hadasha, right? So now let's assume the Gemara's Maskan over here. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Breira. The Reisha is actually, where it says Mechulo, that's actually the Chacham. So he says, if a coin, the coin that comes up into my hand, that coin is going to be the redemption of Meister Sheni. And that doesn't work according to Rabbi Yossi. However, if he says on the Selech Hadash, on the new coin that's in my purse, that one is going to be the Meister Sheni is going to be redeemed on that. So Hechidami, what's the case? Ida ikatarte telas. If there's so it doesn't mean two or three. It means Rashi elaborates. It means two or three. Rashi says ikatarte telas Hadashos hainu kamaisa va maichila. So if it's where it's like there's two or three coins in the purse, you're not being specific. So idig tarti tlas diesh breira hainu kamaisa. If the whole chiddush over here is that I have two or three coins in my purse and I say the new seller that comes into my hand, so that's a case of breira. That's basically the reisha. Why would Rabbi Yossi be matir that? If right, we say he doesn't hold breira. Ella deleka elachada. So it must be that over here it's where you have a sella in the case and it's only one and that's the new coin in the case. Well, if that's so, then my tale. So what's the lashon of tale? The lashon of tale seem to be based on the ratio that it comes up. I don't know which one it's going to be. Whichever one comes up pops into my hand. Well, if there's only one, what do you mean? Whichever one tale comes up to my hand. So the Gemara simply says, "I did tani ratio tale tani sefanami tale." Don't be so. Don't be precise in the lashon of tala over here. It's just following the reisha. The reisha meant you have a few different coins in your purse. This is a case of breira. And Rabbi Yossi says no, it doesn't work because he doesn't hold a breira. And if he says, but the sela chadasha, the new coin that I have in my purse, which, and so that one comes up. So I mean, it comes up. It could be. By the way, you could even say, maybe he had many coins in his purse. There's only one new one. So it could be that even the lashon of tala is it fits. Like if the one that comes up, but I mean, out of many, but it's the only new coin in my purse. You could say it that way, I think, as well. But the bottom line is, don't look into tala. The main point of here, the chiddush of the seifa is, well, the chiddush, it's not really a chiddush, but the chiddush of the seifa is that it's a case, it works because there's only one. And there's no brera here. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yossi is mekel, because he doesn't hold a brera. But this is not a case of brera. Okay. Amalei Ravelur of Nachman. Man haitana dafila b'derabanan leisle brera. Who is the Tana that holds that the Tana that holds against Brera so strongly that he doesn't even hold a Brera by Jerabana? Right, now it makes sense to say, you know what, Brera is like, if someone doesn't hold a Brera, they don't, so they say, like, I don't like the concept of Brera, but maybe you would say that's only by Deraisa, by Jerabana, since it's a rabbinical construct in the first place. So maybe you could say that the Rabbanan allowed, when they made the din, they allowed the concept of Brera to take effect. But some would argue, no, I don't hold a Brera deraisa, I don't even hold a Brera for a case of Rabbanan. So who is the Tana who holds an opinion? Well, who said there is one in the first place? So so Rav is going to quote an anonymous Brisa right now, and this anonymous Brisa clearly holds the Shita of no Brera, even by din Rabbanan. So, he says to five people, I'm going to make an Erev for any one of you that I want. Right? So one of you is going to be a lucky winner. It's going to be able to change your focal point of Erev. Right, maybe there's a raffle. One of you is going to win, whichever one I want. If I want him to go, if I don't want him, then he's not going to go. I'm going to. It's based on my ratzon, whom the Erev is going to work for of you five. So now, how are we passing in this case? Ratzon mibod yom. If he comes to a decision when it's still daytime, in Ruva Erev it works. Mishacha Shecha, but once it's already Shabbos, in Ruva Erev, it's not a good Erev. Meaning that this is not Brera. I mean, he doesn't hold a Brera. Right, because he's saying, you have to finalize the details of this erev before Shabbos. But why can't I just use erev if it's already Shabbos? Because he doesn't hold a brera, and this is an erev tchumen. We're assuming right now, by the way, that erev tchumen are derabanan. That's the Gemara's assuming, which is the mainstream opinion. So who is the Tana that didn't quote anybody? So we know that there's some Tanaim that like Brera, some that don't like Brera, but who's the one that says even by Derbanan? So Ishtik velo amarle velo midi. Rav Nachman didn't respond to Rava. He didn't seem to have an answer. Vele male Tana debe ayo who? Or maybe lema Tana debe ayo. So let us say Rav Nachman should have said, oh, it's the Tana debe ayo. Right, because we learned back on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, right? We had a Mishnah where the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda talk about a case of Brera, right? The Chacham, this city, the guy at this city, the tax collector, whatever it is, and the only machlokas between the Tanakh and the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the version of our version of the Mishnah, the machlokas was whether it's his Rebbe or not. Does that make a difference? But then Ayo quoted a version of the Brisa where Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally disagrees and he doesn't hold a Brera. And that was the Tana debate Ayo. So and that's a case of Erev, which is Derabanan. So just say it's according to Ayo, it's Rabbi Yehuda who doesn't hold a Brera even by Din Derabanan. Why did Rav Nachman say that? Gemara says. Who lo shmi alei, or maybe to debate ayohu. I think maybe the who is from the previous phrase. Tana debate ayohu. So lo shmi alei. Rav Nachman never heard of this of ayo's mesora. Ayo seems to be an earlier. Ayo is an earlier Amora or later or very, very late time. He seems to be from the generation of Rav or before, because Rav does quote Io elsewhere. So which is a nice amount of time before Rav Nachman. But he never heard this Mesorah of Io, right? Rav Nachman says, listen, I learned Mishnayos, I finished for my bar mitzvah, I made a siyum from Mishnayos, I know the Mishnah, I know the Mishnah we have, I don't have Io's version, I never heard of Io. And his sheet of Rav Yosef, so that's why he didn't answer. So now, but Rav Yosef, who is probably not in the room at the time, maybe he is, he says, Amar Yosef, Tanai Shakata Me'alma? Did someone kick all the Tanayim out of the world? You stole all the Tanayim? You don't know? Tanayi, this is a Machlokas Tanayim. This is a Machlokas Tanayim. Whether we apply Breira, even to a derabana, maybe you don't hold it even by din derabana, because we're going to bring a case of Erev right now, which is clearly din derabana, and we're going to see it's a machlokas tanayim. So I don't know why Rav Nachman was so confused about this. Detanya lo debraisa hareini ma'ariv l'shabbosu shokol hashana. I am making an Erev right now that could apply for any Shabbos in this year. Ritzisi elech lo ritzisi lo elech. If I want to on a particular Shabbos, I'm going to go, and if not, I'm not going to go. So the Gemara says, "Ratzim ve'od yom erovo erov mishachashecha." So if he solved his problems, he settled the details when it was still daytime, it's a good erov. If not, which sounds like brera, is it brera? What do we hold? So mishachashecha, Rabbi Shimon omer erovo erov, v'chalom omerim in erovo erov. So it's a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, by whether brera works by din derabanan. Right, one more time.
Yeah.
So it's a machlokas. So Rav Nachman, when Rav asked Rav Nachman the question, he said, "Is there a Tana? Is there really a Tana that holds, or not really? Is there? But who's the Tana? Who's the Tana who holds that Breira doesn't work even by a dinder abana? Like for example, Erev. So he should. So and Rav Nachman didn't know. So we say maybe he should have known. Rabbi Huda, according to he didn't have that brisa. But over here, so Rabbi Yosef was like, it's the Chacham that argue on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds this, and the Chacham argue with him. So the whole that's a possible answer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Omer Erev Erev Chacham Omer and Erev. Now, but hold on, Vahal Shamina Rabbi Shimon Delisle Breira. Wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon was on the other side of the team. Rabbi Shimon was the one that, in the case of the Yainu Ben Akusin, he was on the side of Rabbi Yossi, and possibly Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know, but he was on the side of Ein Breira. And over here, he's saying Breira? So Kashi Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon. We have Kashi Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. So we're going to have, like four versions of Rabbi Shimon's Shita over here to try to solve this. So first of all, the Gemara says, Epoch. So flip it. Yeah, you're right. The Chacham, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says there's no Breira by this case of Erev. And we're getting very liberal with this flip flipping thing on this Amud. I know. But clearly, like, you know, there was some lack of confidence in the proper Masorah of some of these brisos, particularly here. Like you don't see these like throwing these epochs around as much as. Right, so clearly there was some challenge. Even in the Mishnah, you have Io's version of the Mishnah, which is like very different, very, very different. They had a tough time with this, and it's trickling down. So Ela Epoch, and say Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Breira even here. So the Gemara says, my Kasha, what do you mean? Why you have to flip it? What's the Kasha? Dilma ki leisle le Rabbi Shimon Breira bidya raisav bidya rabban isle. Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds, in the case of Yanni Ben Kusim, that's a case of Breir Deraisa, and that he doesn't hold of. But maybe he holds of Breir Derabanan, over here. Right? That makes sense. That we can say such a thing. So Ksavar of Yosef, Mand Isle Breira, Loshnam Bidiraisa, Loshnam Bidiraran, Is Isle. The one who holds that there is Breira, he's not Machalik between Derais and Derabanan. Uman de Lisle Breira, and the one who holds that against Breira, Loshna b'Derais and Loshna b'Derabanan, Lisle. It doesn't matter if it's Dereisa or Derabanan, there isn't Brera. So meaning this answer of the Gemara, which seems, I guess maybe is Rav Yosef, there's a Gersa change over here. How about that? Another Gersa change. That takes out the words Rav Yosef, but whoever it is, whether it's Rav Yosef or whoever answered in the Gemara, Epoch, flip around Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. So why couldn't you just say a very simple answer that Rav Shimon was Mechalik between Dereisa and Derabanan? So the response is that this Tirtzan of the Gemara, this one giving the answer, did not think you should be Mechalik between Dereisa and Derabanan when it comes to Brera. You know, the argument I made before, right? The argument I made before is that Brera might not work Dereisa, but if it's a rabbinical construct, maybe they allowed it. So he would probably say this Amora answering in the Gemara would probably say that's not true. You know, the Rabbanan, when they make a case, they're going to parallel from the Dereisa. They're going to hold, if they hold Brera, then great, there's Brera by Derabanan. If not, not. So anyway, that's the first. I guess now we have two answers over here. Two possible resolutions to the Stira of Reb Shimon. One of them is flip it, and Reb Shimon really just holds, he holds that there is no Brera by Dereisa Derabanan. Another possibility is if you're willing to be machalik between Dereisa and Derabanan by Brera, so maybe he's machmir against Brera by Dereisa, but he's makled by Derabanan. That's another version of Reb Shimon's Shita. But we also have other options, as we'll see. Rava Amar, Rava says, Shani Hasam, there it's different. Debeinon Rashis Shashera Nikarin. And these next two answers are going to say that even though you thought that first case was Brera, the case of the Yain Mebein Akusim, maybe it has nothing to do with Brera at all. It's not a din in Brera. So over here, we just established that Reb Shimon holds that there is Brera, right? Because he said if you give it to five guys, right, we assume it's him. If you give it to five, not five guys, that's the wrong one. If you declare for the whole year, any point of this year, you can choose even after it got dark. Reb Shimon holds a Brera, at least by Derabanan. Holds a Brera. But we said he was Machmir over there when it's Yain Ben Akusim. Why? Because it's a special din in Truma. It has nothing to do with Brera. There's a din in Truma that to be in on Rashis is a code for Truma, Shashireha Nikarin, that the leftovers, what's not declared Rashis, what's not declared Truma, should be recognizable. That's a special din in Truma, that the leftovers should be recognizable. So if you have over here a barrel of wine, and you're saying, okay, well, part of this that I'm not going to drink is going to be the Maaser Rishon. Part of it is going to be the Truma. Wait, hold on. You can't do that. You can't do that. Part of this is going to be the Truma, because that show me where it is. Show me where the leftovers are. The Shishera Nekarin. You don't have that. This has nothing to do with Brera. You can hold Brera all you want. You can hold Brera by Dereisa. You can make a brach on Brera. It's fine. But over here you can't apply Brera. You can't use this Eitza because the Shishera Nekarin. That's a din by Rashis. So this could be Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds. I hold Rashis or any current, but I do hold a Brera. This Brera is not a reflection of my opinion on Brera. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, "Well, Elamiata, how you the fun of Shnei Rimonim Shel Tevel va'Amar Im Yerdu Geshamim Hayom Yehize Truma Alzeh." So Abaye says, "Well, if that's true, then now if you have two Rimonim in front of you, two pomegranates, and they're both of Tevel, and you say, if it rains today, yezeh truma al zeh. Pomegranate A should be truma for pomegranate B. Vimlo yerdu gishem hayom. If it doesn't rain today, yezeh truma al gabe zeh al zeh. That pomegranate B should be truma for pomegranate A." So over here, right? And over here, this is a very generous truma. Usually, truma should be either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, or over here he's giving 50% of it, which is very, very kind of him. But he's saying over here that in this case, this shouldn't work, right? Because over here, it's a case where, aside from maybe the Brera piece, but over here, it's Shira or not Nikarin, because it didn't, you know, you didn't declare it. It's Truma. Truma Zeh. Hachinami bein yardu bein lo yardu de'ein bedvarav klum. So here too, you should say that whether it rains or doesn't rain, your words should be meaningless, because at the point of your declaration of racious, the shirah are not nikarin. V'chiteiman, if you're going to tell me, hachinami, you're going to say, yeah, Taki, you're right. You're right, Abaye. That pomegranate case would not work, because indeed, shirah are not nikarin. But we learned to the Mishnah, Omer Truma Sakri Hazeh Masrasa Besocho. Somebody who says the Truma of this pile and its Maestros are inside of it. Meaning you have a big pile and you're declaring it. And you didn't separate it. You didn't make it clear, but you said it's in the middle somewhere. The Trumas Maeser Zeh Besocho, and the Trumas Maeser also. That's in the middle of the pile. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kara Hashem. It's called its name, meaning that's a code term for that's officially declared truma. So over here, the shirah are not nikarin, right? You said it's in the middle of it. You didn't physically separate it. Shirah are not nikarin. And Rabbi Shimon himself, you're trying to attribute this to Rabbi Shimon. You're trying to say Rabbi Shimon holds shirah nikarin. But over here, in this case, it's Rabbi Shimon himself who says it's kara shame, even though shirah are not nikarin. The Gemara responds to Rabbi Aye, maybe Rava, Sha'ani Hasim, there it's different. De'ika Svivav, because there is around it. Meaning, if you say that the Truma's in the middle, so I can identify at least part of it that are Nikarin. Right? Like, let's pretend over here the daf of the Gemara is, like, the whole thing is the produce, and I say it's in there, it's mitocho, it's the middle. So I know somewhere in here, I don't know the exact measurements, but I know at least these rashis and tosos on the outside of it, at least part of that is going to be shirah, therefore shirah is nikarin over here. So in that case, in the case of the kri, this pile where it's declared, shirah nikarin. However, in the case of the barrel of wine, shirah not nikarin, and that's why Reb Shimon is machmir over there. And again, having nothing to do with Breira. The Iba Yisema, if you want to give another answer, that's also suggesting that it has nothing to do with Breira. Reb Shimon being machmir in the case of Yanmi Medekusim is nothing to do with Breira. Kiniketani, it's like we learned in the Brisa. This is actually a seifa to the Brisa that we didn't see. Kediktani taima, like we explained the Brisa, like we learned the reason. Amru lo l'Reb Meir, they said to Reb Meir, they argued with Reb Meir. Who argued with Reb Meir? So it's interesting. It's Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, and it doesn't mention Reb Yehuda. So when this says they argue with Reb Meir, it looks like it's Ula's version here, because you would probably lump Reb Yehuda with them. In this version, Bryce, it looks like that. Amrulo Reb Meir, the same chapter Meir, Iatamoda Shema Yibaka Anod, Venimsa Zeshosa Tvalim Lemafreya. Oh wait, aren't you concerned? You're letting him drink right now, drink this wine right now, but isn't the whole separation of Truma predicated on the guarantee that it will get separated? But what if there's going to be a crack in the node, and some of it, and right, so you drink your share, and the rest of it is for Truma, and Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Shani, or maybe the Meiser Shani I'm not worried about, but the Truma and the Meiser Rishon, and that's all that's left, and then there's a crack in it, and you ended up having Tevel, Lemafreya, retroactively. Aren't you, Mayor, aren't you concerned about that? Amar Lahen, listen, when it happens, we'll schmooze. We'll hack it out when it happens. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not going to say that this case doesn't work because of that. So what we just established now is that the question is not about Breira. The question is, are you concerned about the node breaking or not? But this is another explanation for that Bryson not being reflective of Rav Shimon's Shita when it comes to Breira. But now the Gemara asks, hold on. So the previous answer that Rava gave, that it's a din in Rashis, right? So Ulmai de Selik Adata Meikara, Dibin and Rashis, Shere and Nikarin. But how does that play in right? We now that we found this Bryson, so this Bryson has to make sense. I mean, Rava's answer has to make sense with the Brisa, right? Like, clearly, the discussion that is that's being had in the Braisa is a discussion of Shema Yibaka Anod. So where does Rava's theory of it being a question of Shira Nikarin, Rashi Shira Nikarin come in? Right? So, right, Ulmai Desalika Datame Kara to be in Rashi Shira Nikarin, that's the discussion. So my Kamarle, so explain the dialogue in the Sefer of the Braisa. So what are they saying? So Hachi Kamarle, so this is what they're saying to him. Lididan, says Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and maybe Rabbi Huda, Lididan to us, be'inan reishis shirah nikarin. We hold that you need reishis, that for reishis, you need shirah nikarin. And in this case of Yan ben Akusim, you don't have that. Lididach, but according to you, even though you disagree with us about shirah nikarin, you disagree with us, you say, no, reishis doesn't need that. Iyata mode shema yibaka anod. Don't you, aren't you at least concerned about this? About maybe Yibaka Anod? He said to them, "Lichshe Yibaka." No, I'm not such a concerned person. I'm not worried about that. So they're trying to get him to be Machmir, but not because of Brera. So in this version, he's being Machmir because of Shira. So they're Machmir for two reasons: Shira Nikarin. And even if we wouldn't hold that, you should at least Shemi Baka Anod, and Remeir is not concerned for either of these. And that's another suggestion to say that Rabbi Shimon, the Braisa should not be flipped. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no, that Breira works, at least Midrabanan, in the case of Erev, and in that Braisa of Yanim Beit Akustim has nothing to do with Breira. These two, the last two zikra points are, first of all, the case where he gives it to, he says, I'm going to make an Erev for one of you five. So that case, right, the Erev lottery. And I think also the discussion about Breira, would it apply Daraisa, Darabanan, is there room to make a chilek? So those are the points. I don't remember how it fits into the simon. I'm going to post that later tonight.